And then lastly, I'm very fascinated by Atlantis.
Yes.
I do believe that, you know, many of us and myself
were
there.
Yes.
And Halloween if
is
you,
the commemoration of the day before the destruction of Atlantis.
What was going on then? Like, what were we doing and who was involved and who was helping us or not? Because I know we were communicating with other beings. They helped us with
yes. But you're also asking about a span of history covering thousands of years.
Well, just the 12,000 years ago when we actually physically... 12,000 years ago, you know what I'm saying. We destroyed ourselves. What were we doing?
Well, you did and you didn't.
Kind of.
There were, of course, many factions, many polarities going on at that time that was causing disruption in the vibrational energy of that civilization. And in that sense, you could say that that vibration allowed those beings to take themselves into a reality that brought about the attraction of a destruction.
Earth change.
What you would call asteroidal impact.
Okay. That's what did it.
Yes.
You will find the scars at the bottom of what you call the Atlantic Ocean that caused the tsunamis that wiped out Atlantis.
Right.
In the end, although there were many destructions before that through natural geological change as well. The remnants are now what you would call basically the Caribbean islands. You understand?
Yes.
Now, the idea, of course, is that it was a high level of civilization that had a high level of understanding in many different kinds of disciplines. And there were, although not exactly quite toward what you would call the end, there were very often communications and very direct interactions with other beings from other civilizations over the course of Atlantean history. But they had an understanding, and much of what has survived in other cultures and civilizations on your planet has been derived from old Atlantean knowledge. Certain architectural understandings, certain healing ideas, certain rituals, certain ideas in mythology, so to speak, are things that are representative of things that happened in Atlantean times. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
And now, you are to some degree coming back full circle to the idea. Many, many Atlanteans, because they are reincarnating, particularly in Europe and America, are giving themselves an opportunity once again to decide whether or not they want to go the same way or whether or not they wish to change the idea of the cycle of destruction within themselves this time. You follow me?
Yes.
And you left yourself markers to follow as well, information to remind you of what happened before so that you could decide whether or not to do it again.
Right.
Does this help?
It does. So now, since Halloween's 2 days away, is there an energy that's coming from there that affects us in through cell memory or something?
It doesn't affect you that way, except through what connections you choose to make. If you wish to honor the passage of that civilization over what you call the Halloween holiday, then by all means, bring honor to it, bring commitment to it, bring change to it. Honor it. And value the experience and learn from it. And don't do the same thing again.
Hmm. Okay.
Does that help you?
Yes, very much. Thank
you. And, of course, have fun.
I shall.
Trick or treat.